From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
What is it now? We're trying to sleep up here in heaven.
Oh, Philip. Oh, just pay attention.
Come back to bed, my darling.
Just pay attention, Queenie, because this is all about your darling Philip. I think by now everyone knows the new season, season 5 of The Crown, dropped last week.
That woman is ugly.
But she's doing a really good job, I'm not going to lie, as is the Diana. I mean, my goodness gracious, does she sound like Princess Diana.
It's giving me the willies.
I bet it is, Charles. The New York Post is reporting that Prince Philip wanted to sue the Netflix show over his portrayal, predominantly the portrayal in the season 2. According to royal sources, Philip was very unhappy about the way the show made him look, in particular the storyline that was based on the death of his older sister, Princess Cecil, when he was a young child. In fact, take a listen to this, because his father actually blamed Prince Philip for his sister's death.
I'm surprised he dare show himself here.
Papa.
Had it not been for Philip and his indiscipline, she would never have taken that flight. It's true, isn't it, boy? You're the reason we're all here, burying my favorite child.
Oh,
Papa.
Get him out of here.
You may hate him now, but one day, God willing, you will be a father yourself, and you will fall short, as all parents do, and be hated. And you will know what it is to pray for the forgiveness of your own son.
That.
Oh, that was very tacky of you to play that baroness.
I mean,
we're thinking of taking your title away from you.
Oh, no. I just want the people to understand what you were upset about, you see, Philip?
Because I also had spelt this in my tukas.
According to the source, just before Philip passed, he reportedly went as far as contacting a law firm that had worked with the royal family since the 1930s.
Yes, your worship, it's
Fon.
No, this is Major Dick Thomas. The law firm and the barristers are ready to go to work for you, my lord.
Well, he did want to know how to proceed, asking, what can I do about this? Now, reportedly, he was very hurt by the 2017 storyline, and he did want Netflix to add a fictional disclaimer to that episode in particular, but they never did. And after season 4, he was really mad and determined to do something, but sadly, he got ill and never was able to.
I was going to throw down the gauntlet and challenge them to a duel. With horses and swords.
Season 5 is streaming now and still shows...
And I can't get up.
And still shows Philip as a pretty ornery man who, after 47 years of marriage, might... he might have strayed a bit, even telling
I wasn't
queen.
Giving him the hot stuff enough.
Apparently not.
My love, you look pretty hot this morning. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay, good. And over the
69.
Weekend... Oh, God, we don't want to hear about
Mommy,
what's going
Daddy,
on up
stop
there.
It.
Over the weekend, King Charles...
Mommy, Daddy, what are you doing in there?
Oh, shut up, Charles.
King Charles and Queen Consort... what's her face? Camilla.
My little pony.
Your little pony led the royal family throughout Remembrance Day ceremonies, marking the first iteration of the holiday since the Queen passed September 8th. So there
I
you
did
have
quite
it.
A good job, if I do say so myself.
Actually, I think you are doing a good job.
Who
as
needs
King.
Your approval, you little baroness?
I'm not saying you need it, but I do think you are doing a mighty fine job.
All right, I'll fool around with you. Come over here.
Oh, no thanks.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat, King.